This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I really do. It just helps so much. You know, when I see what you're saying in the chat room and other places, it gives me an idea which way the conversation is going. Maybe I miss something. Sometimes a guest says something. I totally miss it. You know? And then watching you guys in the chat room, it just helps me figure out, oh, okay, well, I didn't catch that. Or you come up with some pretty good questions. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, we thought, we had hoped that the issues with businesses owned by Christian couples, that we weren't going to keep getting all this aggravation happening. And it just doesn't stop. Now, the state tells the Christian filmmakers they either make same-sex marriage films or they spend 90 days in jail. Think about that. They're going to start telling you what you can film and what you can't film. Two Christian filmmakers appeared before the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Paul Tuesday to challenge Minnesota state law, which they say illegally forces them to produce and create films expressing messages that contradict their core beliefs. Telescope Media Group owners Carl and Angela Larson have already been threatened with hefty fines and up to 90 days in jail if they won't do this. Now, the couple is being represented by the Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF. The Larsons want to enter the wedding industry. However, the state's Human Rights Act stipulates if the couple creates films celebrating their Christian beliefs about marriage, that marriage is between one man and one woman. They must also create films about marriage that violate their beliefs. Wow. I told you. I've been telling you for years how this was going to go down. And you guys have been saying for years, well, it's no big deal. They'll never do that. Well, they're doing it. And for those of you, Hillary's running again. For you Christians that vote for her, you're going to have a problem. Because she has openly stated that if you don't get in line with her beliefs, if you don't get in line with the state, with the government, when it comes to your Christian beliefs, they were going to pass laws to force you to change your scripture. They were going to pass laws that were going to force you to supersede what God wants you to do. That's what they were going to do. Good luck with that. The government shouldn't threaten filmmakers with fines and jail time to force them to create films and violate their beliefs. That's according to the senior counsel, Jeremy Tedesco of ADF. The Carl and Angel are storytellers. They script, stage, conduct, interview, capture footage, select music, edit, and more. And they do that to tell compelling stories throughout the film to promote their religious beliefs. Now, here's the other thing I don't understand about some of you who want to force people to do things. Do you force your partner to love you? Do you beat on them, threaten them with lawsuits, and if they don't love you or else? Think about this. Do you think by forcing them to make films that they're going to make them more accepting or buy in or come in line with you? have a belief system that they're willing to stand up for. Do you really want somebody on what you perceive to be the greatest day or one of the greatest days in your life? Do you really want someone who is not happy for you? Who doesn't? See, I've already told you what I would do with this. If you Christian businesses out there are listening and you're half listening, I want you to pay attention. Here's what you do. Take the money. Do it. Do it and take the money. Now, I'm not telling you what quality of product to put out, but do it and take the money. Cake makers, do it and take the money. And I would have a big sign over my counter that said any money that I receive that goes against my belief system will be donated at 100% with matching funds of another 100% to a Christian organization that supports traditional marriage and traditional families. I should be allowed to do what I want to do, right, with my money, shouldn't I? See, and this isn't about hating on same-sex couples. That's not the point here. You want to force. You call us fascists, yet you force us. You call us haters, yet you want to sue us and put us out of business. You see, I mean, you say we're intolerant, and the only way you think you can fix stuff is to sue. Where's the tolerance? Where's the love? Where's the love Trump's hate? Where is that? You make no sense. And again, for my Christian friends, how do you rectify this with Scripture? How do you line this up with Scripture? Unless you're just a Sunday-go-to-meeting Christian, you couldn't find a Bible in your house to save your life, in which case, well, whatever. In 2017, the Larsons tried to challenge the law. It's unconstitutional, but the lower court dismissed their case and mandated that they serve the same-sex weddings. According to the ADF, Minnesota officials have repeatedly stated that private businesses, such as Larson's, violate the law if they decline to create films promoting same-sex weddings. Here's the thing, though. If this makes it to the Supreme Court and they know it, remember, the last one was ruled on that it was art, and people have a right to decide what art they paint and or do. Now, penalties for violation include payment of a civil penalty to the state, triple compensatory damages, punitive damages, and up to $25,000, a criminal penalty up to $1,000, and even up to 90 days in jail. So here's how it goes. If you don't agree with us, we will bully you into agreeing with us. We will bully you into paying us until you bow down to us. Yeah, that's loving. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back with more of this craziness right after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the fourth.
That's my favorite part. We lit up your world like the 4th of July. That's the part I like. I'm Joe Rosino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. The projectiles you'll see coming from the right side of the screen is from producer Tammy shooting me in the studio. So we have proof. We have video proof of how violent she is. Anyway, I'm Joe Rosino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. 5560. Thanks for joining me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do. You can even buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been taught to hate or be afraid of or just dislike from a group of people who gave me those labels who say they don't believe in labels, which is very confusing. They keep telling me we shouldn't label. They keep telling me labels are bad. And then they call me a white guy or a Bible thumper. Just amazing. Speaking of crazy stuff, the Georgia Democrats now say that they've discovered, keyword being discovered, I love this, thousands of new votes. Not a couple hundred, not one box, thousands of new votes. That's right. They're telling us they've discovered thousands of votes that they weren't counted in the governor's race. My original theory for the Todd Stern says that his original theory for the Democrats were going to continue to find ballots forever, pretty much. Right? They want to force a runoff with Republican Brian Kemp, which would give him another chance to steal the race. Right? But I think they're going to discover enough votes for Abrams to declare an all-out victory. Think about that. Well, we're seeing it happen all over the place. And when I say that, I mean, we have people in these places that are saying, look, we're looking at signatures that don't match. We're looking at ballots that originally had no name on it, and all of a sudden they have a name on it. They have no address or they have no birth date on there. Are you telling me that somebody did not fill it in? Are you telling me that somebody didn't take the time for something as precious as a vote? Are you telling me they didn't take the time to fill it in? I mean, if you have that much, if you don't care that much about how important your vote is, why should we care about making sure it gets counted? Anyway, I doubt many of you would be surprised by this, but we need to be on it. We need to call it out. We need to not stop. Doesn't matter whether they take your Facebook page away or tens of thousands of Twitter followers, you don't stop. It's imperative that the Republican crowds at the election boards, they need to gather, they make noise, they need to be louder than the Democrats. See, they've always scared you guys away by making noise. What are you afraid of? If you're in the right, you should never be afraid. We can't allow any political party, I don't care, Republican or Democrat. But they're doing it in Florida, Arizona, Georgia, and California. You know, just amazing. And when you think about it, you remember years ago when we had all kinds of gangs of flash mobs that were targeting department stores, shopping malls, convenience stores? Yeah, well, now they're aiming themselves at election boards. And if you don't get involved, if you don't get engaged, you're going to lose. We're going to lose again. They're going to get control again. And they're going to get control again by stealing it. Not because the American people want it, but by stealing it. And again, if I was a higher office, I'm sure they would come after me. There would be another vote count, and I'd be gone. Don't let them do it. It's the same thing I say to you about schools and about education. Don't let them do it. Do not let them steal your child's education. Do not let them treat them the wrong stuff, teach them the wrong stuff. You need to be reading what your kid's bringing home. You need to be asking your child what they learned. And you know what? Don't ask them what they learned in history. Don't ask them what they learned in social studies. Ask them what the teacher talks about in math class or your homeroom. Did any teacher talk about politics or social issues? Any teacher. Find out what they said. Find out what it was all about. And make sure you speak up and you protect your children. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, I love this peach. Nancy Pelosi. Wonderful human being. She said that voters are telling us, thank you, House Democrats, for saving America. Well, first of all, you haven't done it yet. Secondly, if you do what you did last time, we'll have it back in 2 years, no problem. We won't even have to worry about it. You'll hand it back to us. And then I love this other thing where nobody's running against her. Well, they might find somebody. Maybe this Cortez will run against her. That would be hilarious. Wouldn't you love to see those two debate? I mean, between the two of them, I think it's an IQ of 4.5. Something along those lines. So Nancy Pelosi, probably going to be the next speaker. Right? She decided to spike the football after House Democrats defeated Republicans. She claimed the voters are waking up to her, thanking her for defeating the other side. If you've been following, you know, Todd Starnes, I don't know, wrong guy, but that's all right, whatever. I'll give him credit for it because I don't like the other guy. Right? I mean, if you think about what's going on in with the Democrats in the House, and you think about how they see every single thing that we do, everything a Republican does is nasty, wrong, and bad. Right? It's really funny because nothing we do is for the good of the American people. The fact that, you know, African Americans and Hispanics have an all-time low. No, it's not because of Obama. An all-time low when it comes to unemployment. The economy's on the move. Most people's their money is still up in the stocks. And even when Obama was around, we were talking about the stock market having to reset itself at some point in time. The biggest difference is under Obama, remember that thing called that nasty, nasty, ugly thing called quantitative easing? Remember that thing? I mean, ultimately what that boils down to is the government's buying stocks to artificially inflate the market so everybody feels better about it. Seriously. And, you know, they talk about a lame duck period with the House Democrats. I would slam through as many bills as I could. Even if they're written poorly. They do it. I don't know why we shouldn't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Like I said, it's like smorgasbord hour. We're going to hit every dumb story I can get my hands on. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see me on the Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The statewide death toll from the massive wildfires in California has climbed to at least 4 dozen as the firefighters struggle to contain the blazes.
The danger is far from over.
L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonald warns residents that the winds and the extremely dry conditions make the entire fire zone a hazard, even after the fire has burned through.
The fire burned hotter, faster, and destroyed not only homes, but deep infrastructure such as power lines, water lines, sewers, roads, lights, and other things that make a city, particularly a safe one.
In Northern California, the Camp Fire has burned through more than 125,000 acres, destroyed more than 7,000 structures, and nearly 200 people are still unaccounted for. It's now considered the deadliest fire in California's history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Go away, Daddy. Yeah.
That's right. I ain't going to school no more. I got it down. I don't need no help. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, again, on the air, in the chat rooms, just being part of it. All right, I love these crazy, you know me, I love these crazy stories. The crazier, the better. Send them to me, Joe, at the realside.com. That's Joe at therealside.com. If you head up to the website, you know you can go to the store and buy one of our coffee mugs. Everybody should have a coffee. I'm telling you, in my humble opinion, well, maybe not so humble, but coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. I'm telling you, it tastes different. It tastes better in a TRS mug. And if you don't agree with me, I won't give you your money back, but I think it tastes better in a TRS mug. So lawmakers in New York have begun drafting legislation that require potential gun owners, ready for this one? to pass 3 years of their social media review before they are granted permission to own a firearm. My God, Timmy couldn't have a firearm for 30 or 40 years.
Mine's fine.
Anyway. Eric Adams, the president of the Brooklyn Borough, and State Senator Kevin Palmer are agreed in writing to propose legislation which would give the law enforcement authorities the power to check up to 3 years of an individual's social media accounts and then search the Internet for stories they may have posted or liked or whatever. Wow. One of the main aims is to identify any hate speech shared by the users, as the politicians noted that such offenses, right? If they're that bad, they're always discovered in mass shooting. Here's the problem, though. They don't want you reporting them. See, they don't want me to report them. Right? They're just finding out that, what was it, the Parkland shooter? They knew this guy was nuts. People knew he had a short fuse. People were afraid and worried about him. You know what they said? Bupkis. Nothing. Because they didn't want to be tagged. They didn't want to be labeled with being a hater. Right? Think about that. A 3-year review of your show. Let me tell you. I serve on the school board. I have four or five parents that were mad at me. You know what I did? And some of you are going to go crazy now, too. I put up a picture of a wooden spoon. And I think I said it was the meme was something like, did you survive the wooden spoon, or, you know, you'll know what this is, whatever, whatever, whatever. Anyway, so they thought I was advocating for beating children with a wooden spoon. First of all, I got hit with a wooden spoon. I never got beat with a wooden spoon, okay? One shot across the arm, the back of the butt, or upside the head, and I knew that I needed to stop doing what I was doing. There was no question about it. My mom did that. My grandmother did that. My dad didn't have to use a wooden spoon. He had a belt. Much more effective. So they take this picture, they put it up all over the place to talk about how this school board trustee wants to beat or approves of beating your children, which shows you how they'll twist words and play games to get what they want or to try to paint the picture they want. And I said to one of the moms I met with later, I said, so you're calling my mother and my grandmother a child beater? Well, no, I'm not. Well, yes, you are. Because if you're making fun of that wooden spoon piece that I put up, and most of the kids I grew up with knew what that meant, and I'll tell you something else. We don't spit in cops' faces. We don't make fun of them. We don't beat on our mothers. We don't beat on women. Because we had respect. We understood what respect all about. Nowadays, you let your kids run rampant, and your child is the center of the universe, so they can do no wrong. Laws don't apply to them. You want to know what the difference is? I want you to really think about it. I want you guys on the left to really, really, really think you've got all the answers. I want you to figure out where we were in the 70s and where we are today, and what's the only major difference. Give it some real thought. I'm not giving you the answer. You figure it out. You know, I mean, seriously. My kids will tell you they don't listen to the show, thank God. We didn't hand them stuff. You had to work for it. We would match you. We would meet you halfway sometimes. If it was something I didn't agree with, no. You were going to get it on your own. And frankly, until you were 18, even if you got it on your own, you didn't own it. I did. No TVs in the bedrooms. Do you say, you know, I love some of you that get on me. You think it's a religious thing. It's not. Why don't you check with psychologists and find out what that does? TV. You allow your kids to have TV in their bedrooms, their phones up in their bedrooms, and stay in their bedroom. Are you crazy? Make them interact with the family. Put down the electronics. You know, I think it was the 80s. Didn't we have, like, no TV night? Wasn't there, like, a national shut your TV off night where everybody sat around, you know, you played board games, you talked, you did whatever. Can you imagine if you try to do a national put down your phone night? You talk about a real revolution, you'd have one. Be great if I don't want the government doing it. You could have community leaders with this signal jamming device. You just send it up and they can't use their phones. So here's the deal, right? So in order for you to carry a gun in New York or the Brooklyn borough, you have to pass a 3-year test. So who decides what's hate speech? That's what I want to know. Who decides questionable conversation on your Facebook page or Twitter or whatever? My wooden spoon story, right? They say, look, he's violent. He can't have a gun. He hates kids. Wouldn't that be cool? Power and Adams insist that such legislation is needed to curb gun violence, despite inevitable opposition from gun lobbyists, as well as some who may be concerned about free speech. So are you saying that the majority of people who've committed crimes with guns have hate speech in their, real hate speech in their Facebook feeds? Right? Adams pointed to the massacre at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue, in which 11 worshippers were killed, 6 others were injured. The Brooklyn leader emphasized that the shoot of social media accounts would have raised serious alarm bells if such checks had been in place. You know what? This is what I say is a big load of BS, and I'll tell you why. People were saying, I didn't need social media for this guy. People were talking about what a short fuse he had, what he was like. I didn't need social media for that. But you've scared people into saying things. You've labeled them. And they're afraid to speak up. The same people who want to keep guns out of the hands of people who might write something nasty on Facebook don't want you to speak about what that person's like in real life. I find, frankly, that people who are strong on Facebook are usually cowards in real life. I won't mention the person's name, but I had somebody who was saying all kinds of things about me. I said, come on the show, let's talk about it. He said, no. I said, what are you afraid of? When you're here with your tribe in this Facebook feed, you're fine being nasty and being disgusting and making false statements. But you can't back them up. Your team will back you up here, but you do it on the radio. Now you open yourself up to the whole world and not just your little corner of your little world, of your little universe. I used to look at people like that and say, how do you turn around in that little world of yours? You know, it's like I always say to my Christian friends, it's really simple, really easy to be a Christian on Sunday morning. You're surrounded by them, no problem. How are you when you go to work on Monday? Well, with the exception if you work in a church, you know. There have been clear indicators of the shooter in the Tree of Life shooting in Pittsburgh. The Brooklyn politician said, according to the Spectrum News, the profile of a person who was mentally unstable of purchasing or possessing firearms would have been flagged. Despite the claims of the powerful gun lobby, the National Rifle Association, and many politicians who often receive financial support from those organizations, studies have consistently shown that stricter gun laws correlate with fewer firearm fatalities. That's not true. That's just flat out not true. In fact, the rate of deaths by firearms in states where guns are only lightly regulated, such as Alabama, Alaska, and Louisiana, is more than four times higher than those with some of the strictest laws, such as New York, Connecticut, Hawaii, Massachusetts. What they don't tell you is that a lot of those deaths, when you look them up, when you look at the statistics, some of them are self-inflicted wounds. Some idiot that's cleaning their... Yeah, sorry, I know you won't like that. But some idiot that's cleaning their gun loaded. Somebody who would even think about cleaning their gun loaded maybe shouldn't own guns to begin with. Some of them are accidental deaths. Some of those deaths, or actually a good majority of those deaths, have to do with when somebody's robbing a store, committing a crime. Not just walking up and killing somebody because that's what they feel like. So I wish they would actually break them down in real numbers instead of playing head games with you. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more craziness coming up. We're going to talk about dope. And giving it to your kids. That's why they called it dope for a reason. We'll be back in a minute.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Come on, pick up some sand. Yeah, if you're in Wisconsin right now, you may not be appreciating that music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I sincerely do. I know there's like 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one, which I'd like to believe shows me the level of IQ you have. That's kind of where my head's at. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate, you know, some of you who send me stories and such, I really do appreciate that. Because I know you don't have to. I know there's other things you could be doing. Some of you send me 5-10 stories a day. I don't know if you've ever listened to the show. I never get through that's not many stories. So anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, I'm so set back by what we've seen happen in the last week. You know what I mean? I don't get it. I do not get how we can end election day over a few days after election, and tens of thousands of votes. You've got a Republican candidate still up, and overnight, as votes are found. If they start breaking in a certain direction, all of a sudden the Dems are on top by thousands of votes. How does that happen? Can somebody help me understand? Seriously. All right. So, I think it's Thursday night. We're going to have a fellow that I've had on the show a half a dozen times. A guy by the name of Kerry Quashin. And he's been dealing with, you know, teen drug abuse for 30 years. And you yippies, you hippie types, you like to talk about, you know, dope and what we used to call it dope in the 70s. There was a reason for that. Not that I didn't smoke it. I'm not Bill Clinton. If I put it in my mouth, I inhaled it. Okay? And we called it dope for a reason. Because when you smoked dope, you acted like a dope. You looked like a dope. You even sounded like a dope. Can you use dope anymore? The word?
You just did.
Oh, well. Okay. So, as the new marijuana hits the streets, as the new marijuana is sold legally, and you're all excited about it, it is 400 times more potent than the stuff we smoked. It's got more chemicals in it, and it is damaging your teenagers. So instead of you thinking, well, never hurt me, look at me, I didn't have any problems. Well, guess what? It's not the same stuff. My joke is it's not your grandfather's marijuana. Now, marijuana use for teens may alter how neurons function in the brain areas. But not any brain area. Not the one that causes you to go to the bathroom or want to eat more. Decision-making, planning, and self-control. Now, it's not like this came out of some right-wing university. No. This comes from the University of Illinois, Chicago. The findings, which were presented at the Neuroscience 2018, the annual meeting of the Society for Neuroscience, are the result of an animal model study focused on the structural development of the prefrontal cortex. Now, that controls the high-level cognitive functions. Within the, what they call the PFC, a support structure called the preneural net forms a lattice of proteins around. Yeah, okay. Nobody's going to understand this. Anyway, it helps create the network by which your idea, by which your thoughts travel to get to where they need to get. Really that simple. Now, the paranormal net formation is sensitive to drug use. This is kind of where I was going, and people got crazy. When I was talking about how, you know, when you give your kids hormone blockers at 6, 7, and 8 years old, you don't know yet what effect. Even the liberal doctors say we can't do this. We don't know the effect it has on them. Because there's so many other things in the body that are forming at those ages. To investigate how the adolescent marijuana use affects the preneural nets, don't make fun of me. I'm doing the best I can with the mouth I have. The UIC researchers gave adolescent rats a synthetic, I always make fun of them when they do that, but a synthetic cannabinoid, which was similar to THC, the main psychoactive compound in marijuana. Gave it to them for 1 day, 10 days, or 10 days followed by a period of abstinence. They then compared the paranormal net structure in these rats to those in drug-free animals. The animals exposed to the cannabinoid showed a reduction in net development around their inhibitory cells during adolescence. And this reduction was more common in male animals. Sure, dumb the guys down.
Not that hard.
Not that hard. Thank you. Our evidence suggests that exposure to cannabinoids during adolescence alters brain maturation in the prefrontal cortex. This is according to Eliza Jacobs Brickford, the study lead and author of the UIC PhD candidate in psychology. These results may offer a mechanism explanation for functioning and behavioral changes. In other words, You let your young kids, you think it's no big deal for the kids to be smoking dope. You think it's not a big deal. You think, you know, you did it. This is not what you smoked. Right? And you're doing damage to your teenager. Listen, I see some of these kids out there. They've come to work for me at times. This is not good. I mean, this is the group, what was it, the Tide Pods? Remember that? Eating Tide Pods because they looked good. And bath oil bees, smoking bath oil bees, are we serious?
Snorting condoms.
Snorting condoms, I forgot about that one. That was pretty disgusting. I mean, think about some of these things. And you can say we did crazy stuff as teenagers. You're right. Yeah, you know, we jumped off of roofs in the swimming pools. Yeah, you're right. That was crazy. Wasn't snorting a condom. Okay, and it wasn't drug-induced. I mean, seriously. Hu Chen, UIC Research Assistant Professor of Psychiatry at the Amy Lasik UIC Association Professor of Psychiatry, are co-authors on the paper. The study was supported with funds from the National Institute of Drug Abuse. Right? And when you think about it, this is not some right-wing conservative lunatic doctor teed off that you want to say it's okay for your kids to smoke dope. That's not what this is about. It's really simple. It's about you being a parent and saying no. It's about you making your kids do the things they need to do, not just to make their body strong. You know, it's funny, when I hear parents talk these days, they've given up, it seems. A lot of them have just given up. I can't get them to eat vegetables. Okay. So what? Are you giving them vitamins? No, he doesn't like vitamins. But then what are you doing for the child? What are you doing to help them get the nutrition they need? No, seriously. And then you let them listen to music. Now, I want you to think about something here. I don't have a PhD in any of this stuff. But you're trying to tell me that some of that nasty, nasty music that they listen to about beating on women and all that other stuff, it's just music, it's not a big deal. Yet you have professors all over the world telling you the music that you listen to when you're doing your homework or doing your studying or to change your moods. Well, if music has no effect on you, it's not a big deal. How does it change your mood? How does it help you study? How does it affect your brain differently, the different musics? Right? If music has no big deal on the brain, why do some people like country music? Some people like classical. Some people like rock and roll. Some people like punk rock. I mean, it has no effect. Does it do anything to your brain? See, we make excuses like that so we can feel better about ourselves, so we can feel better about the decisions we make. Parenting is a tough thing. It's a hard place to be. We had four of them. We weren't the best at it. We weren't the worst at it. We did the best we could do with what we had and the information we got. And you need to do the same thing. If you're too busy to be a parent, I don't know, sell the kids. They're probably better off. I know, you can't sell them. That's too bad. I always say the same thing about some parents that just refuse to be parents. They didn't ask for you. So it's your responsibility to take care of them. Your responsibility to make sure they have what they need. Not the schools, not your friends, not your neighbors, not your best buddy. You need to take care of your kids. You need to raise them up the right way. You need to protect them from what they see. That means you can't throw them in a plastic bag and shelter them or put them in the cone of silence. Some of you older folks remember that. But you help them. You keep them from hurting themselves. You keep them from making dumb mistakes. Let them make some of the dumb ones that won't hurt them forever. That's how they're going to learn. But, my God, do some research. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me so much. Appreciate the time that you listen to the show. Let your friends know about the show. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And we're going to be here all week. Hopefully you will, too.